or CBA Mobile.
You mean they're still letting you on the road, W2T?
Hey, Rusty. Yep, they, I broke loose, and, they can't catch me.
Take us a set of stop strips, and you'd be dead in the water.
That pretty much take care of it. Oh, mate, so what are you up to?
Just sitting here at home, been putting in, cataloging some QSL cards and sorting some others and trying to find cards for an award I'm working on. So, you know, had a good lunch, fixed me a nice lunch, chicken and mushroom soup and rice and seasonings and all cooked up one pan. It was a nice lunch, and I still got leftovers for another meal.
And for JC.
Hey, Jerry, go ahead.
David, how you guys doing today? It's an absolutely gorgeous afternoon. So I spent the morning in the dentist office, so I didn't get to enjoy it until after lunch.
Fun.
I don't like dentist office anyway, but I gotta go sometime next month anyhow. Go ahead, Jerry.
Crown replaced. So I had it all done at one time. I don't like sitting in the chair that long. I've had a lot of dental work over the years. These crowns have been in for, probably 30 years, I guess. They'll start to, the old ones, they put metal up under them. They start to leak up under there, and next thing you know, you have to wind up losing teeth. I caught these in time to avoid any more implants. So it was expensive. It wasn't as expensive as implants would have been.
I know what you're talking about there. I looked at the price of implants, and I've got to have a bunch of work done, and it was like for both the upper and lower, somewhere around $11,000, and that was definitely out of my budget, if you know what I mean. Go ahead, David.
See if I can find a spot here to where I'm going to hit the repeater. Yeah, I go every 6 months for cleaning, and I've had, last time I went, they did some work replacing some of my old, I don't remember what they used to use, but anyway, for cavities, but anyway, I guess it was lead, and I got a mouthful of it, but anyway, they were starting to pull away from my teeth, and so they use the new stuff. So anyway, so that wasn't a whole lot of fun, but it's just one of those things, either that or wait and have a root canal.
Make sure I got, yeah, you're talking about amalgam fillings, I think. Yeah, those things don't seal up well either. So let's the face bacteria leach under the fillings and creates more problems. That do the same thing with the crayons, but nowadays they use all ceramic. They don't have any metal in them, and they seal them off with resin, so there's no way to leak up under them like the old ones were.
Everything's gotten better, but along with getting better, it's also gotten more expensive. So, it is what it is. So, but. At least you got that behind you, Jerry, and now things can get better. And I'll go ahead, David, W2T.
Before CPA? I guess there's not any contesting going on, or is there a contest going on this coming weekend?
I haven't looked, so... And the ARL contest thing came out the other day, and I didn't look at it, so I couldn't tell you there.
Next phone contest is this weekend, I think, David.
Maybe I'll be through with the kitchen cabinets and drawers, and I can have some fun on the radio. I hadn't been on the radio in several days now, and when when I get home from playing tennis, I'm going to have to get back on the drawers and cut them down, and then I got to mount the doors, cabinet doors in the kitchen, and it's so much fun. But I did get a new tool. My wife went out and bought me one of these little, I don't even know what you call them, but just a little thing, and it oscillates real fast. It has about a, I don't know, inch and a half, 2 inch saw blade on the end of it, and it's real good for cutting through wood and you know, trimming tight places and stuff like that.
What they call them, either rotos, or not a sawzall, I don't think, just some rotary tool with it, because those things aren't cool. You can do quite as much damage as you can with a circular saw. But, David, when you get through with the stuff in your house, you can come over and help me with mine, since you're adept at those things.
I suggest you come up and visit, come down here and visit me for at least a day or two and help me. And, because I got to rebuild a couple of things. Oh, well, anyway, but, yeah, that's a roto tool or something like that, they call it. I've forgotten exactly what you call it, but I know what you're talking about. Little blade goes back and forth real fast and cuts. Good for cutting sheetrock and things like that, I understand. So, anyway, and, well, I'm going to let you guys pick it up and go, because I've got a phone call coming in. I get back over here to this thing I've been working on and see if I can get it finished. Talk to both of you later. Jerry to take it, W2T.
Good afternoon.
73s. Go ahead there, Jerry.
What exactly are you, it sounds like you got a major project going on. Are you replacing stuff, or are you upgrading, or what are you doing, David?
What tells me? Oh, Lordy, we had our main bathroom completely gutted and remodeled, and got rid of the bathtub, made the shower bigger, and it needed an update bad. And then my wife wanted to take the doors and off the kitchen cabinets, and she painted the bottom ones kind of a royal blue color, maybe a tad darker than that, and then the top ones are white, but we had to repaint them. And I took the doors off for her, and this guy did some kind of work on them and put a, I don't know what you call it, it's just a little design on the front, and now she's painting those, and of course she wants the drawers to look like, the front of the drawer to look like the cabinet doors, so now I'm having to cut the cabinet drawers so that they'll go on in deeper, and we can attach that that new facade to the front of it. So anyway, it's a job, but she's doing the painting, so I hate to paint.
Painting and painting, we still got wallpaper up in our kitchen, our bathroom, and we've been talking about doing that, but wife has so much trouble with her shoulder, she can't do it anymore. Gosh, paying somebody to do that stuff, they charge your arm and legs for enough to remove wallpaper. We haven't done any upgrade in our house since we bought it. But we got stuff we need to do. I gotta get an electrician in and do some more work and upgrade some stuff with that, upgrade the lights. We got just about all the lights to LEDs now, which is an RFI problem on HF, I guess, but they don't get hot like the old ones did, and they last a whole heck of a lot longer. And I'd like to do the same thing you're talking about to our downstairs bathroom, just take the shower tub unit out and put a little bit larger shower in. But, anytime you get in a bathroom and start working in a bathroom or kitchen, it's just like taking a taking a big pile of money and just throwing it up in the air.
Or CBA. Yeah, and I forgot to mention our house is on a slab. So, you know, you just can't, if you want to move a drain, you're talking about some money. And I think that they were able to use the old drain. I think they had to bust up just a little bit of the concrete, but just a teeny bit, not a big old, line across the room or something. And they lay a pan down in there and then they put the, heck, I don't know what all they put on it. They got this special board that they use, that they nail to the studs, and then they lay the tile on top of that. So it's interesting work. And that board, I forget how much it is, a sheet, but it is astronomical. I mean, it's like a 4x8 sheet of plywood, but good Lord. I mean, it's like $50 or $75 a sheet. It's just ridiculous. And it's got holes in it. You have to pay for the holes. So I don't know. But anyway, it's done. All we're waiting on is the shower doors. They're glass and, the doors, the whole shower's glass. So we're waiting on them. They'll either be here today or Tuesday.
That blue board, I don't know what they call that stuff, but they usually put it down, you know, when you want to have a tub or a shower. And some places, one of the houses we were in, they actually laid it like a concrete material down, but we did have a crawl space. That might have been on the second floor too, but they have this board they put down and they got, I mean, it's the whole, you know, like I said, anytime you start messing with the bathroom, it gets expensive. I know our parents are all gone now, but now my wife's parents are talking about putting one of those walk-in tub things. And I said, do you have any idea how much those things cost? And he done most of the work on upgrade work on the house himself. He was absolutely astonished at how much money it was. I mean, those things are expensive. I said, we don't need anything like that. We don't need a tub. Now, sir, we do need to have something like a shower. That's one of those deals, though, Dave, where when we built this house, we didn't expect to be here as long as we have. But you know how that goes.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention, she got new kitchen countertops. They're, I don't know, like granite or something real hard and heavy. And, so that wasn't cheap either. And, gosh. And, you know, just the little incidentals. She wanted some of these, couple shelves put up. We ran the countertop on one side all the way to a wall where a little dining table used to be, and ran it all the way to the wall where the window is. So we got a ton more counter space. She wanted shelves above that, so she bought these wooden shelves, 48 inches long, and they have this mounts that you screw pipe in, you know, it's that old rustic look. And of course I mounted one and screwed the pipe in, and I looked at it and I said, you know, that's just not level. That's not even close to level. I had to shim those things to get them level. It was, that wall was just as wavy as it could be. It just drove me crazy. I tell you, it's just unbelievable.
Installation guys, the ones that do it right, they earn to keep. They have getting them shimmed up right. The walls on our house are fairly square. The other one we lived in before we moved into this one, never mind. You get in one of the bathrooms, look out the door, and I said, Lord mercy, it had stripes in. The stripes look like, I mean, it looked like a fun house. And I checked everything on these to make sure everything was square with the house. It has settled some, and I probably need to lift it about a quarter inch in the middle if I'm scared to do anything with it. The foundation is fine, but it's just the, you know, the walls and stuff. We got a couple of settling cracks in the walls in one location. I'm sure, you know, we'd have to probably put some more jack studs or something in to shore it up, and then maybe lift it maybe a quarter inch in the middle. But the guy I talked to says, yeah, you really need to get somebody that knows what they're doing to handle something like that, because if you move it one way, it might move some other way, and then you got to do some other stuff. So I may just leave it alone and let the, and we're carted out of here. Let whoever has the house, they worry about it.
You know, it makes you appreciate what people do, because, you know, these walls, this house was built in 97. We found out that the studs are 24 inches on center instead of 16. In fact, one of them was 25. The contractor was hunting it to put some braces under the countertop where it ran. It didn't have cabinets under it, it ran all the way to the wall. And he put these big metal brackets, and he couldn't find a stud at 16 inches, so he went to 24, and he couldn't find one, and doggone if it was 25 inches. So I said, well, I guess that guy, he was just marking them so fast, he didn't even care. He just got close. He said, oh, that's close enough. And somebody else was going behind him, nailing them. So they weren't paying attention to, you know, where the line was. They didn't care. But the wall has, you can see, you can look down one wall and actually see it's bowed out just a little bit. It's not bad, but, you wouldn't notice it unless you were just really looking for it. But, you know, it's just like looking down the side of a car. Anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm in the garage and see what else the wife wants me to do. But you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. And behave yourself if you can. Anyway, I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Good talking to you again. Have a good afternoon. Don't let her work you too hard now. But we do have to earn our keep from time to time, I guess. I think that's what sometimes when you think I'm working, I'm not really working at all. But that's the way it goes. Have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. N4DJC clear.
For BWA.